Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. This is the 2011 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Wednesday evening, December the 28th, 2011. Ed Johnson is the speaker of the evening, teaching on witchcraft and the great deception. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
We're going to know all things when we get in heaven. And we know now what we need to know. If it ain't here, then we don't need to know it. You know, if it's not here, I'm satisfied. Because like Brother Howard said, everything in here is true. Everything in here is factual. Do you know that a lot of churches are teaching that you can't take the Bible literally? Did y'all know that? Yeah. Well, I'm telling you what, that is total error. We have to take it. This Bible is 100% true. Amen? All right. Let's see where we are. All right, we're fine. Now, everything rocked alone. That was a rocky marriage from the start. And Dixie had had an abusive marriage. Her husband had been an alcoholic and numerous affairs. And I'd went through some of the same experiences. And I guess we just crying in our own milk or whatever. But I feel like God had a purpose for the whole thing. The reason why I'm telling you this, you know, so many of our people today have been married before and have went together and blended marriages. So many fundamentalist preachers have castigated them, run them down. I'm telling you, instead of nurturing them and lifting them up, they probably wasn't even good Christians when they did that. We're going to read some scriptures. We're going to show you what God does. Because God, He doesn't want His people to be unequal yoked. He doesn't want His people to be married to ungodliness. And I tell you, it's been my experience in most of the cases that I've seen the young people that was brought up right, and they married an unbeliever, and instead of them pulling the unbeliever up, seemed like in 90-something percent of the cases, the unbeliever pulled them down to their level. Now they don't go to church anymore. That's why God don't want us to do that. That's why Israel got punished. That's why when Hezekiah's son, Manasseh, took over, he was only 12 years old. Hezekiah went through and destroyed everything. All the idols, he went up in the Christmas trees there on the mountain that they worshipped, and he had chopped all them suckers down. He had tried to do right. And what did the son do? But you know, I realized, see, the son was only 12 years old. And he reigned 55 years, but he was only 12 years old. But his mother was a heathen, an idol worshiper, and his advisors. And he promptly, they set about to totally annihilate every good that the daddy had done. They reinstigated the grove. They reinstigated all of the idol worship. They even built an idol in the sanctuary. Abomination to the God, to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's why God don't want us to do that. But anyway, many of us do it. Maybe we're hard-headed. Maybe we're rebellious. I don't know. God knows. Amen. Now, as time went on, I had about the last 7 years that we were married to my first wife, I had pretty good indications that my wife's not being faithful. And we had confrontations about it and all that, and then it always, well, it, you know, wanting to this, that, and another. Then it came down, and being a Czechoslovakian 100%, and they believed in going to the hall on Saturday night and dancing the polkas and drinking pivo beer. And Yakshimas, Drobshay. I still remember some of it. Anyway, that means how you doing? Fine. So I walked in and I overheard her and this guy that was my best friend setting up a meeting. And I was really distraught. And I was upset. So I went to work. I worked in the safety department. I worked shift work and I was on the graveyard shift. And must have been written all over my face because I was beside myself. I didn't know what to do. And you know, I tried everything. that I knew, and nothing was working, and I had made this vow that no matter what, because I'd seen my grandfather, my grandmother ran off with a man 15 years younger than my grandpa, and her brother, Uncle Walter, had six wives, and I knew that this divorce was in our family, even though I didn't know that it was a demon at the time. And so I had said, Lord, I don't care what, I will be faithful to this marriage, and I will not, under no circumstances, get a divorce. And so I went to work that night, all distraught, and I went over to the glycol unit, walked inside. I had to go and check all the safety equipment on midnight shift. And there was a guy there, Mr. Charles, he was called. And he said, Ed, what's wrong? I said, oh, nothing. I'm all right. No, something's wrong. What is it? I said, I just got a lot on my mind. He said, well, come on, let's go. So anyway, we went over out of the room, and just me and him there. And he said, what is it? Well, I know my wife's having an affair with at least one person. I don't know what to do. I'm saying I'm about to go crazy, and this, that, and another. I know somebody that can help you. I said, really? Yeah. Name's Miss Lillian. We'll just call her Miss Lillian. And I said, well, what can she do? I couldn't afford no psychiatrist or marriage counselor or nothing like that anyway. And so he said, she can restore that marriage. She can do it. I said, well, how? I don't want to get involved in nothing that's wrong or anything. Oh, no! She's a Catholic just like we are. She's got rosaries all over. She's got Bibles all over. She said, thank you, Jesus, every time you turn around. She's a good Christian woman, just like us. I said, oh, well, okay. See how Satan puts your veil over your eyes. Now, why am I telling y'all people this? I'm telling you this because I want you to realize how you can be deceived and not even know you were deceived. Now, the seed, the bad seed, the tare, had already been planted when I was five because Aunt Rose told me, as soon as you're old enough, we know you have the gift and we're going to give it to you, but you're not old enough yet. That Uncle Ruby has. So the seed was already there. Man, I was happy. I'm going to get this one day. Couldn't wait. So, anyway, he said, now, she knows a lot of stuff. And my mother went to her for years. And she told my mother not to go to Houston on a trip. And my mother didn't. My mother got killed in a car wreck. Said, she won't just let anybody in, but you'll have to tell her who you are and this and this. So anyway, I'm going to have to shorten this up. I'm in the process of writing a book. I've got an outline. Y'all pray for me that I'll be able to get that. Because people need to know these things. And, I've had to lay everything bare. I don't think you can get healing if you don't lay everything bare. I know there's a lot of people that they don't want to tell anybody what they did. Well, the Bible says, just pray one to another. Pick an elder in your church something. You don't have to get up in front of everybody. If you don't feel like it. Whatever. Let the Lord lead you. But the Lord did impress me with this. That y'all need to know this. So I went over there. And knocked on the door. Boy, she peeked out. She said, who are you? Very suspicious. And I told her. And she said, well, I don't know you. So I said, yeah, but you know Mr. Charles. And you know his mother. And you told his mother that she didn't go to Houston, but she did, and she got killed in the car. Oh, yes, son, come on in here, baby. From then on, I was her baby. And guess what? The very first night, she told me intricate details, described the man, told me a conversation I'd had, just as if she was there. Well, I knew that was, she knew this was for real. She really knew. There's no way anybody else could know this. Possibly. This is what you call, I did not know this. I did not know this till the day we walked through the door at Brother Dean's church and Win Worley was there that night. I did not know none of this. Brother Win Worley sitting up here that night, opened my eyes completely. But anyway, she started slow and methodically and just helping me. And she did some stuff. And she had me do some stuff. It didn't seem harmful, really. Take this little stuff of white powder, put it out, put these black seeds in here. You do this, you stare them in the eye, and guess what? Take these utensils outside, cross them. They won't be together no more. And man, it worked. They broke up, and our marriage was restored for a period. And I left a $5 donation or something. A lot cheaper than a psychiatrist, I can tell you that. But guess what I told you? You play, you pay. They can affect a cure. They can alleviate a situation. But you will get, the payback will be equal and more than what the solution was that you got. Put it that way. It will be more than what solution you got. My oldest son, when he was 32, committed suicide. We were studying Scripture. I don't know if we'll get that far or not. But one of the penalties of witchcraft is death. Dixie's oldest daughter, sweet thing, 16 years old, got killed in a head-on car wreck when she was 16. My oldest son, Kevin's ex-wife, who had left him while he was distraught, was killed 8 months later in a head-on car wreck. So, things you have to live with. See, I don't have to live with this in my life. That's why I hate Satan. That's why I hate his kingdom. That's why I will fight him tooth and nail as long as God allows me to breathe. I know it's real. I know that's not just hocus pocus. I became a runner for her not even knowing what I was doing. There's a big apothecary, I'll call it, shop in Houston. She would give me a list and I would go get it for her. All kinds of potions and stuff. When I was in Crowley, Louisiana, I'd go get it for her over there. She'd ask me to bring me. She said, "Miss Ed, I need a black dog." "Oh, okay, well, I'll get you a black dog. Everybody needs a little dog." I'd bring her a little black dog. 2 or 3 days later, I'd come back over and, "Where's your little dog I brought you?" "Oh, he got out. He took off. I couldn't catch him. Miss Ed, I need a black chicken." Black chicken, they're hard to find. I finally found a couple that raise black chickens. Can't have no white on it. Totally black chicken. I come back a few days later. Chicken's gone. I thought they ate it. Oh, no. Mr. Ed, I need a fresh fish. I'm telling you, these rituals were transported by the slaves from Africa. Now, this particular brand, her relatives come from New Orleans to Crowley to Beaumont. These witches are in every major city in the world and in this United States. And they are practicing this witchcraft. But I'm born again and I can't be hurt by it. I don't need to worry. Norman Parrish, as Boanim's patriarch, is also our patriarch in Beaumont, Texas, Christ Center Church. When I first went there, we were in Jesus' Name Ministry, and after being there about 3 years, Brother Dean met, and Dorothy met with Brother Parrish, and we came under his covering. When I have problems, I call Brother Parrish in Guatemala. I've got his cell phone, I can pick it up, and he's just lovely. Now his son, Dario, is in Houston. I also call him now a lot. They're both sweet. Well, he's been here so many times. But I know we have a lot of new people that might not know Brother Parrish. But he's one of the pioneers in the deliverance ministry also down there in South America. When he first came to us, there was 300 churches under his headship down there in Central and South America. And the last time I talked to him about this subject was about a couple of years ago. I hadn't asked him since, and we have 900. We like to send our contributions to Brother Parrish and among other people. We also give some to the Derek Prince ministry. But this is in one of his books. Now, this is a strong prayer warrior at the SA Comes. And he's called to conferences all over and written several books. He was called to Columbia this probably been 20 years ago now. And they flew over there and got in there and they went to this, he was the speaker and they were having a seminar meeting and he had already been there the last couple of days and somebody said, we want to take you out to eat. Yes, they do. They put you up and they feed you and all this kind of stuff. And so after whichever time they settled on it, and he said, boy, we knew it was awful. Man, it was back here in the jungles and everything. Finally, they got down there and they fixed a big meal and they all ate and everything. And so Brother Parrish said, they left. He came back, preached that night, got on the plane to take off the next day, going back to Guatemala. We also have a Bible college there in Guatemala City that Brother Parrish and him started. And he got violently sick. His stomach, he was terrible. And so by the time he landed, he went home and they got prayer and they prayed for him and this other. But he got worse and he got worse and he got worse. And he lost a bunch of weight. Got down to just, I mean, like 20 pounds. They put him in the hospital finally. Anyway, they got around him and doctor, this said it's going to look good. We can't determine. Strong, whatever. I don't remember that part about the hospital, but I do know this. Finally, some of the brothers came and they had all fasted. And one of them got a word of knowledge. And he said, did you eat something like a hot tamale somewhere? And he said, yeah, that last place we went to, that guy gave me. And he said, that had bones of the dead in it. That was a voodoo priest they brought you to. And when they did this, when they said this, and they prayed, once they identified what it was, then they could get it out. And they did get it out. And he rapidly, word of knowledge. So we can't stress, we need a word of knowledge. That's the most important thing. Amen? What I'm trying to tell you, if Brother Parrish can come under a curse and a spell, and I know there could be no brother that the more, warriored up. Any of us could come under attack. I had a pastor in Beaumont, Texas, 2 weeks ago, came to me. I know the man, nice man. He said, Brother, that's what? He said, some strange stuff going on over there around our church and our people. I said, what? He said, well, see, we had a stray dog around there. It was a black dog. And we came in one day and one of its feet was chopped off. We didn't think nothing about it. I mean, they'd gotten a wreck or, whatever. The dog seemed to be all right, except it only had 3 feet. Anyway, after a period of time, that dog was, I don't know if it was gone or whatever. Like a week or two went by and things had happened in there. And they had some people, different dissensions and stuff. And for some reason in there, back in one of the sanctuary rooms, there was like a panel kind of cut out like water pipes went in. Maybe a washing machine or something was hooked up there at one time. And with a flashlight, and they looked. And there was that black dog's foot. It had been dropped between the walls in that church. That was a curse. That's what they do. Those black dogs, those black chickens I brought here were not for pets. And not for eating. They were sacrifices. They cut the head off. They save the blood. They do their incantations. I didn't know that. How did I not know that? Satan had a veil over my eye. Praise the Lord. I'll just say this, and then we're going to get into some sermon. Tina, God bless her soul. We love her. We still love her. Wish she was still with us. But she had some bad, bad problems. And it's sins of the father, the mother, Dixie's family, horoscope. I'm telling you what, none of you, probably somewhere, almost all of you have been somewhere touched with some kind of witchcraft and you don't even know it. And Chris Simpson's got a book like Witchcraft in the Church. It's only $2. You need to get it. But so there's all kinds of forms of witchcraft. They call white witchcraft. They call black witchcraft. They call gray witchcraft. It's all witchcraft. And it's all dangerous. And if you touch it, you're going to get burned. And if you don't, ask the Lord, I said, Lord, why did I go through all that? Why? You know, and I said, because you know. You're going to be able to say my word with power because you know. Because you saw it with your eyes. See, in the Roman Catholicism church, witchcraft and I mean voodoo, it's I mean look at they got Mardi Gras, you know, she come out of Catholicism and you know there's now don't get me wrong, and if there's anybody there, I'm gonna tell you, I've got some good people that are Catholics and I love them. They're good, hard working, salt of the earth people. But y'all need to there's some things that are not good in it. Maybe the Holy Spirit will show you. But that girl manifested big time. We had put her in a neurological center and got her out of the neurological center and put her in. That's all we needed to do. And then my good aunt, the Pentecostal one, she called and said, Lord just gave me a word and something wrong over there and I'm going to really shorten this up now. And told Dixie, and Dixie told her what was going on. She said, that girl's possessed. I mean, she didn't say possessed, but she has an evil spirit. And we know some deliverance ministers. And she went there and she did get massive deliverance. And then another sister at work, she's been here before, Sister Carol Cup, she'll get up here and tell you. She was also instrumental. She came to me. She told me, yeah, that girl, she's got a mental problem. You need to get her. And Wynn Worley's coming to a church over there. And they had a word of knowledge. And it said, Mr. Johnson, within you have been searching for the church. See, Dixon and I had made a pact together in 1987. We held hands. She had got the Holy Spirit and gift speaking in tongues through the Women's Glow group. Guess what? They put me on a hot seat. They started, because I was against all that stuff, and they prayed for me for 4 months straight. God hit me between the eyes, locked my intestines. Richard Roberts on TV stopped everything. There's a man out there with a bit of a blocked intestine. That was me. I got healed. Within 2 hours, it opened up. They were going to operate Monday morning. Praise God. Listen to Lester Summerall. You know, Danny said, speaking in tongues of the devil, you don't do that, boy. Old Lester got up there and he was preaching on the Holy Spirit. When I got the Holy Spirit right there, I started saying, Abba, 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 Abba. Didn't even know what it meant. I hadn't read the Bible that good at that point. Anyway, this is history. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Dean always just say, we ain't got nothing to be bragging about except the Jesus we have in us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. I went way past where I wanted to go. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to still read a couple of these and tell you. Let me tell you what I'm going to tell you. We were told, that's all this right here. I can't do it. We were told, I believed anyway, I was not told, maybe that's a better way to put it, that there was anything about witchcraft in the Bible. All that, the two denominations, the Catholic and the Baptist, neither one. Never heard nothing preached about witchcraft in the Bible. But there is a bunch. It is one of the most odious sins there is, and there's punishment for it. My God got me through it, and then He saved me. Thank you, Jesus. What if I'd have got killed in a car wreck? Jesus, Lord. I'd be roasting weenies now. Praise God. But He didn't let that happen, did He? He loved me. And I'm so glad He loved me. Yeah. Amen. All right, praise Jesus. I totally chested Duplin a joke, didn't I? And I didn't even know I did it. But that's all right, we can tell a few of them. There's really nothing wrong with them telling a few jokes. But you need to get meat in there with it. That's all I say. When we go to our church, we teach meat. We study the Bible, we study Scripture. That's what we feel like we're there for. We're there to learn. We're there to, and if somebody needs deliverance, we're there for that. Thank you, Jesus. I would say this. I'm going to give you three things here. I don't know if any of y'all's got pencils, papers or not. I'm not going to give you all of the scriptures. If you want to know how to protect your family, you want to know how to do this, and you're not sure, because I know every time I come up here and even everywhere I go, and a lot of people say, yeah, well, we don't have no Dunham Church in our town. We live in Podunkin or something. And, and I said, well, you know, then it's time that you're the one God's calling. Get you a Gene Moody Deliverance Manual. It's $25. I'm sure we still got some back there. Read that. You need to get under a headship of authority. Don't do it there on your own. If you don't have anybody in your area and you're starting a little prayer group, then you can get under the headship of this church or some other good deliverance manual. Like we got under the headship of Brother Parrish. And if you have any problems with that and you want to know how to do it, you know, the sisters here, the brothers can tell you somebody that can help you do that. Get that book. And then you can learn how to do this. I really do like the book by Brown, Destroying Witchcraft Through Fasting. We used to have that back there. I think it's $8. It used to be. I don't know. It might be up now. And also, Mazzullo's got The Hidden Sin of Witchcraft. It's only $4. If you could only get one, get that $25 one. And then, of course, Witchcraft in Believers. Very, very good. Chris Simpson, our loved brother that we all love. Lord took him early. A couple of years ago, I think he said 2.5, almost 3 years going on now. Praise God. So there's all kinds of witchcraft. There's not just this voodoo type that I'm talking about. There's all kinds. But it's all witchcraft. Basic, that's what you need to know. Horoscopes, any of that stuff. You need to read the section there. You got maybe garbage junk in your house. That's idols. You need to get that stuff out. Cleanse your house of that stuff. Praise God. Let's do something here. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to list some spirits now, especially for those who've been in the Catholic system. In the name of Jesus, I bind all Leviathan, schizophrenia, double-mindedness, doubt, unbelief, confusion, deception, mind control, mind occult, Jezebel, death, witchcraft, mind bind bondage, spiritual death, harlotry, brainwashing, Babylon, false doctrines, religious deceptions, spiritual darkness, sorceries that quench the spirit. In the name of Jesus. Now I bind every evil spirit in any people separately, and they cannot help or hinder the deliverance tonight. Remember what we said about you? No, don't put your feet together. Don't cross nothing. Don't even cross your eyes. If some of you feel something stirring around in there and you have a little something wanting to tell you, I need to get out, I need to get air, you have to take authority. You say, no. If there's something trying to make you want to get out of here, you know, you get sick, something or whatever, that's that demonic spirit that don't want you here. You take control. Don't let them control you. You have the authority as a Christian, a born-again Christian. We forbid the spirits to move around in person except for them to come out. All right, now I ask the Holy Spirit to put a wedge between any spirit that manifests so it cannot recede back in. Kind of like a chalk box. Block. As it comes forward, I never forget the first thing Wynn said. Well, it's like an onion. And it peels off layer by layer sometimes to get down to that core. Amen. So, it might not all come out now, and then it may. Let's be prepared for that. If any of you have any unconfessed sin, I want you to repent right now. Any unconfessed sin, Lord, we ask the Holy Spirit to bring it to their mind. Any unconfessed sin, right now, in the name of Jesus. You should forgive yourself. I had to forgive myself for all the things I've done. So I did it in ignorance, still had to forgive myself. Especially if you blame God for something that the devil done in your life. You need to forgive yourself. You need to repent of that. I'm going to tell you this. We studied this in the men's group up there, and it's so true. Now, this is something that many people do forgive, and they think they've forgiven. And I'm just going to tell you, this is a person will know they have really forgiven someone else when the memory of the incident comes to mind, and there's a feeling of sorrow that it happened. When you feel that compassion, that you're sorry that that happened. But you don't feel any stab of anger or resentment or hatred, then you've really forgiven that person. Now back that up. If you've said 16 times that you forgive somebody, you all dog did it every Sunday in y'all or whatever deliverance meeting y'all had, but you still feel that stab of anger when you think of it, when you recall what that incident was, or you do have some resentment still there. Well, I forgive, but I ain't forgot. Anybody ever heard that? You ain't forgot, friend. You ain't forgiven. Lord, convict them. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if you've had an abortion, or you have been responsible for an abortion, such as man, father, child, he's responsible for something like that, or you advise somebody or supervise somebody about getting an abortion, you must confess this as murder. Yes, God will forgive you of murder. Certainly will. He wants to forgive you. But you got to confess it. Just go to Jesus and confess the spirit of murder. Well, I didn't perform the abortion. It doesn't make any difference. When Paul was holding those coats out there, when Stephen was getting stone. Paul didn't pick up a stone, but he said, I'm the chief murderer among all. See, if you're an accomplice to it, you're aiding and abetting in it, then you are guilty of it. And that goes for the ballot box. You go to the ballot box and vote for somebody that's pro-abortion, and you put that man or that woman in office, then you're guilty of murder, same as he is. If you've done that, which I did when I didn't know any better, go to Jesus. Ask Jesus to forgive you right now for that spirit of murder. But don't do it again. You praise God and you tell God, I'll never do that again. Amen. Now, I want y'all to say along with me, if you see something inside of you that's getting angry, quite understandable, bind it in the name of Jesus. Because if you are getting angry, you're angry with Jesus. You're not getting angry with me. Because I ain't telling you anything that's come from me. I'm telling you what's coming from the Scripture. So you got your problem is with Jesus. Praise God. Anyway, let's go through this prayer here. I'll lead it and y'all join in. Those that are in agreement and those that want to get rid of whatever it is here. I pray that's everybody here. Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that you are the Son of God. That you are the Messiah. You come in the flesh to destroy the works of the devil. You died on the cross for my sins. You rose again the third day from the dead. I now confess all my sins. Holy Spirit, that's dinner. Now just do this right now. Be silent for a second. Holy Spirit, come to them and reveal any sins that they need to confess right now. And when you confess it, then you repent of it. Okay, let's repeat. Father God, I thank you for bearing my sins, sickness and burdens. And I thank you for redeeming me. Therefore, Satan, from this moment on, you have no right to a place in me through the shedding of the innocent blood. That's Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Now, just right now, in the name of Jesus, if you do have any unforgiveness, right now, in the name of Jesus, just say, whatever their name is, just say this, Lord, I forgive so-and-so. I don't care if it's Uncle Johnny and he's been dead 16 years. If Uncle Johnny made a fool out of you in front of all them people and you've held that resentment there all that year, even though Uncle Johnny has passed on 16 years ago, you still got to forgive him. So Lord, we ask to bring it to their mind. Any unforgiveness, in Jesus' name, forgive them, living or dead. Hope y'all don't mind, but I'm going to take this off. Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, y'all just listen to me. We break all curses and control of witchcraft. Anything that uttered a wish of evil against another, or it called for mischief, or it called injury to fall upon, or exacerbate, or it brought evil to, it vexed, it harassed, or tormented with calamity. Any individuals that were working in concert with a specific form of evil activity, satanic covens of witches and warlocks, persons dabbling with witchcraft and sorcery, anyone casting spells, potions, enchantments, and curses, wrong kinds of sacred prayers, and witchcraft control. We break all of that in the name of Jesus. Any of those things hit you, ask God to forgive you right now in the name of Jesus. That's horoscopes. That's data. Oh, it don't mean anything. Yes, it does. All opens the door. We're now closing the door that we may have opened to you, Satan, through contract with witchcraft and all these other activities. We're closing that door right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you're a liar and you cannot come back in. The door has been bolted shut. You can open it again if you go flirting with the witchcraft again in any form of fashion. You can open the door again. Amen. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you to be, and get that deliverance band you're about to remove and get rid of that stuff if you got that stuff in your house. Now I renounce all the demons and I'm closing all these doors. Christ redeems those who put their trust in Him. Jesus Christ, He became the curse for you on the cross. He blotted out the handwriting of ordinance that was there against you. So there was an ordinance put against you from the start. That's what the way Dave does it. We now claim and apply these principles to us. We also break curses back to 25 generations or even all the way back to Adam and Eve. All legal holds and legal grounds are now removed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for dying for my sins. Thank you for your glorious resurrection. Thank you for making us a new creature in Christ. Thank you, Jesus, by faith in your precious blood. Now, we're going to call some things out here. And I'm going to, if any of these have touched you, or you've been involved in any of this, you've dabbled in this, now's the time to ask forgiveness and get it out. Open your mouth up. Breathe through your mouth. Breathe. The demons come out through the passageways. Amen. Lord, we know that through ignorance, stupidity, or willfulness, many have sought supernatural experience apart from your word. We now ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and to help me as we renounce these things. Also, Lord, we ask you now to cleanse our body and our soul and our spirits. Now, Satan, we have closed the door that we may have opened through contact. If I've had any contact with these, in the name of Jesus, witchcraft, magic, Ouija board, occult, games, crystal balls, tea leaves, come out of there right now in the name of Jesus. Palm reading, card laying, astrology, birth signs, all of those. Come out of there right now in the name of Jesus. Breathe them out. Breathe them out. Just breathe them out through your mouth right now in the name of Jesus. Meditation, yoga. No such thing as Christian yoga. No such thing as Christian karate or kung fu. If you've been involved in any of the martial arts, right now in the name of Jesus, we rebuke that. And you come out of them right now. Anybody in martial arts, we renounce all water witching, dowsing, levitation, table tipping, psychometry, that's divining through objects, automatic writing, come out of there right now in the name of Jesus. Handwriting analysis, come out, come out. I renounce all literature that we've ever read and studied in any of these fields. Jean Dixon, Edgar Cayce, any of those clairvoyant books, renounce them right now in the name of Jesus. Any spirits that came in through Gene Dixon, out right now. Come out of there right now. Open up your mouth. Any curse that's been put on you through the voodoo line, through your heritage, through your family, right now in the name of Jesus, we break that curse off of you. Confess it. Breathe it out. You just should destroy any books that are in your possession. How do you destroy them? You don't go to the bookstore and sell them. You take them and you burn them. You get rid of them so nobody else can have it. If you've done astral projection, out-of-body travel through, which is called soul out-of-body travel, that's demonic skills. Come out of there right now. Come out of there right now. If you played with pyramids, you've been given a mantra through yoga, rebuke that right now in the name of Jesus. Come out of them right now. Come out of there right now. I renounce in the name of Jesus Christ any psychic heredity. If you've got any psychic heredity that's come down through your line, such as I did from my aunts and uncles, we break that curse in the name of Jesus. Come out of there. If you know the person that was in it, you can speak to it explicitly. Now, we break any demonic hold on my complete family line, all the way back 7 generations on both sides of the family. We renounce every psychic and contact, occult contact that denies in cult, that denies the blood of Jesus. If you've been in any religion, false religion, that denies the blood of Jesus, the efficacy of Jesus Christ, right now in the name of Jesus, come out of them. Mormonism, several of them. Lord, bring it to their mind. You need to make a confession. I want y'all to do this right now. Lord, I have another confession to make. I have not loved, but I have actually resented certain people. And I call upon you to help me forgive them. Lord Jesus, I now forgive the fallen people for anything that they ever done to hurt or disappoint me. Holy Spirit, bring the names to them. Right now in the name of Jesus, bring the names to them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And that's living or dead. All right. We're going to pray this one more prayer and then we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of it. Repeat after me. Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus. I believe He is the Son of God that takes away the sins of all who repent and confess Him as Lord. Father, this day I come to confess as a sin and renounce my contacts with any and all forms of occult, false religions. I hate Satan. Do you know that we're allowed to do that? We're not allowed to hate anybody, but we're allowed to hate Satan. Scripture. I hate Satan and all of his demons. Repeat after me. I hate Satan and all his demons and their works. In particular, I confess and renounce the following. Going to fortune tellers. Reading a horoscope. Believing in reincarnation. Now, Holy Spirit, bring to them anything in that realm that they've done. If you saw Shirley MacLaine, and if you've been involved with watching John Edward crossing over, thought it was cute just to watch it, thank you, Jesus. Confess all of these as sin. Now, I'm going to tell you a little secret here. The Lord may, you may not get all of them tonight. You may be leaving here and get in the car, and you might be driving over here on the highway, and all of a sudden another one comes up. Do it right then. Confess it, and God will take it away from you. That will happen. It might happen for the next 7 or 8 days, you know, even up to a year from now. Different one. All right. Repeat. I also confess and renounce any sin, any contact that I cannot remember. I count all that offends you, Lord, as my enemy. Father, I want to be holy, even as you are holy. Father, I thank you for forgiving me. And now I rise clean and in newness of life in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Now I'm going to call out some more in the name of Jesus. We did run a little bit past my time. Am I okay, Patty, or what should I do? Do we got another 5 or 10 minutes? All right, praise God. I'm sorry about that. And I did put the watch there, and you know I did the same thing. I didn't even look at it. All right, well, praise God. Any day, just to call us out, and if you this hits a nerve, I want you to, because this is important. If you've been through, let me see, things that we hadn't talked about, tea leaves, handwriting, Ouija board, telepathy, Kabbalah, come out of there right now in the name of Jesus. Pendulum, astrology, stargazing, clairvoyance, come out of there right now in Jesus' name. Call them out, call them out, call them out. Necromancy, spirit guides, white magic, cause it come out now, out of there right now. Come on out of there. Metaphysics, trances, come on out right now. Black magic, come out of there right now. Witchcraft, now some of you that's if you need more when we do close, we'll get a person to come over and meet with you, because we'll stay here at 12 o'clock if we have to. I will anyway. Death by hypnosis, martial arts, lust for dominance, lust for power, you come out right now in the name of Jesus. Jezebel, Ahab, female dominance, come out of there right now. Fetishes, incantation, charms, talismans, amulets, birth signs, come out of there right now. Wart charming, come out of there right now in the name of Jesus. Automatic writing, poltergeist, come out. Come out of them right now. Breathe them out. Breathe them out. Breathe them out right now. Right now in the name of Jesus. Occult fears, occult symbols, lodges, Masonic lodge, numerology, phenology, baptism and witchcraft, all of y'all come out. Every one of y'all right now. Edgar Cayce, Gene Deason, Dixon, mind control, come out. Transcendental meditation, ESP, yoga, out right now. Come out of there right now. Chewing tobacco, smoking, handwriting analysis, Kabbalah, out of there. Out of there right now. LSD, pharmakia, sorcery, any illegal drugs, out of there right now in the name of Jesus. Come out of there. Come out. Come out. All them illegal drugs, out of there right now. Thank you, Jesus. Out of there. Come out of there. UFOs, trances, Hinduism, Taoism, any of the Far East religions. If it isn't a God's religion, then it's Satan's religion. It must come out of there right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, John. Also, we want all principalities. It's been assigned to you. All principalities, strong men, strongholds, leave them in the name of Jesus. Come out of there right now. Disobedience, come out of there in the name of Jesus. Soul ties, break soul ties in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, we take any pieces of fragmented soul of anybody that dominated you or ungodly so-called tribe, and we ask angels to go get your fragmented pieces and bring them back to you. In the name of Jesus, we take any of their fragmented souls and fries, and we ask Jesus to come in there with the Holy Spirit and the angel and take it back to them. In the name of Jesus, all soul ties gone in the name of Jesus. Covetousness, Nimrod, ritualism and symbolism. We're going to close right now. Right now, Jesus, we bind any spirits that are left in any people here, separately and in uncomfortable boxes. We loosed the angels to read Scripture to them with the Shekinah glory of God shining on them till this person receives more deliverance. If any evil spirits wish to come out decently and in order, they may go with the angels that are willing and waiting to take them wherever Jesus wants them to go. All spirits that have come out during this deliverance must leave this person, this area. They must go with the angels where Jesus takes them. They cannot return. We ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom to fill these vacancies. You have to fill the vacancies. When the dear spirits go out, they go around dry places. Y'all should know that. So what if they come back and the temple's clean, they're going to get back in. Fill the vacancies. How you do that? Prayer, fasting, read your Bible. There's no place for a spirit to return. We forbid retaliation, backlash, vengeance from any evil spirits on any people here. On your property, your finance, your pets, any of that, we bind them from coming back and retaliating on you and your family. Now, last, we thank the angels for doing battle for us tonight. We thank the angels for taking these spirits away. We thank the Holy Spirit for wisdom to fill these vacancies up so they can't come back. We ask Jesus to heal the wounds left as the demons come out. Thank you, Jesus, for letting us use your name. Thank you, Jesus, for your protective blood. We thank you, Father, for your love and mercy and everlasting. We now loose the spirit of truth, deliverance, adoption, counsel, might, wisdom, understanding, revelation, knowledge of the Word upon the person delivered. We ask all of the prayers in the blessed name of Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. Praise Almighty God, from whom all blessings flow. Amen and amen. Amen. I think Patty and him's got some word. 6 o'clock prayer meeting in the morning right here. And thank you, Jesus.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. Thank you.